All right, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I am your host, Jeremy Rancid, back for another Monday of rock and roll. That's what we do. Hope everybody's enjoying their Louis Real Day, if you had the day off. Hope it was a pleasant one. If not, I hope you got paid for it. I hope you got paid good. If not, I'm sorry. I don't know what else I got for you. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots of new stuff to play. It's been pouring in. It's just been coming through the roofs and in the vents and everywhere. I don't even know what to do with it all. We're going to start things off with a brand new album from local noise purveyors, Tunic. They got the new album Complexion out right now, and it's a rough one, I'll tell you what. We're gonna hear Frontal Lobe off that album right now on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Poems may exist on the page, but they truly live on the tongue. And on Thursday, April 25th, at the Winnipeg Art Gallery's Muriel Richardson Auditorium, a local audience will experience the national finals of the Poetry in Voice competition. Featuring works by poets the likes of Sylvia Plath, Arthur Rimbaud, and Katerina Vermette, the National Finals gathers high school students from across the country reciting poetry in English and French with an ear for cadence and an eye on $25,000 in prizes. General admission tickets are $10 and $5 for students, seniors, and scribes, and can be purchased now at poetryandvoice.com/2019. So don't miss out on the Poetry and Voice National Finals at the WAG, hosted by Rosanna Deerchild and J.R. Levelay on Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Yeah. All right, that was Haley DNA from Padua, Italy. The track was called Glob, and the album's Via Tonzig. Just recently discovered that band through a friend of mine in Italy, and that is amazing, amazing album. I don't think it's released on vinyl. I think there was a cassette release and maybe a CD. I don't know. But needless to say, I ordered that cassette. Still waiting for it, though. But we're going to hear more of that, I think, in the next little while. That's what I think. Humanities from Toronto before that with Disobedience in Paradise. From their brand new EP, Unnatural Histories, released on local label No List Records. Backbiters before that with Invisible Man from their self-titled EP. Those guys from Hamilton. Cassilis out of Philadelphia with a track called This Relaxed Fit from Limited Struggling Human Being. And I relate to that on so many levels. And Tunic started the set off with Frontal Lobe from Complexion. Is that how you even spell complexion? I don't even know. You know, with, like, autocorrect all these days, I don't even know how to spell any words anymore. Like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not in school. Yeah. All right, so up next here, we're going to play a band out of L.A. that that I was introduced to through a guy I know in Edmonton. He runs Grizzlar Records and Coffee, which is a brand new shop opened up in downtown Edmonton that is like a record store, a coffee shop, like gourmet coffee, you know, like the good stuff. Yeah, he does releases every once in a while, too. So this wasn't a release that he did himself, but posted it. And he's got his finger on the pulse of Latin American punk. This guy knows what he's talking about. This is Generation Suicida with Diches, I think. Something like that. Here we go.
Stop that car, Madonna, in the Manchester, Chicago, but we deserve.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Histories from Germany with a track called Nothing from their self-titled album, their second self-titled album. They have a third self-titled album they put out last year. So, just keep naming them after yourself, guys. That was released on Dirt Cult Records. Chiller before that with Monophonic from their self-titled album. Also released on Dirt Cult Records. Those guys out of... I could have sworn that they were from Ottawa. But their Bandcamp page says that they're based out of Moncton. I know that two of the members were in a band called Feral Trash, which was based out of Moncton. But I thought they moved to Ottawa and formed Chiller. But hey, who knows? Anyways, so Dirt Cult Records, which is a great label out of Portland, I believe. They put out a lot of the dark punk type stuff, and it seems that they're halting their physical production. So I don't think we'll be seeing any more physical releases from them. Probably still digital, but that's some sad news because that was a great label. And Generation Suicida. Started everything off there with Dices or Diches, or I don't know, if it's Spanish maybe. The name of the album is totally Spanish, so I had to translate that with my good friend Google. It's called With Death by Your Side. Such a uplifting album name. What we got next here is a band out of Spain that did not expect to hear much from them. They put out an album that was fantastic. I think maybe 2014 or 2013. It was called Loop Losers. They have a new album out now, which is great because I wasn't sure I'd hear anything from them. They were pretty quiet there for a while. They're called Illinois. The name of the album's 166, and it's a great one. We're going to hear a track called As You Want, and we're going to follow it up with another band out of Spain called Hexa that I discovered through Illinois. So, yeah, here we go. Double shot of some Spanish punk. All right, on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey! chico que me gusta solo quiere irse de acá. Ponte video, me traiciona, no me puedo resistir a él. Ponte video, me traiciona.
This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Guachas from Montevideo, Uruguay. The track was called Montevideo. So there you go. Yeah, that was from their last full-length, Paladar Negro. That band has definitely seen its share of evolution in their sound. It started off very fast and very punk, almost like speed rock punk. Yeah, and kind of mellowed out a bit. And I think the last two things they released were, you know, almost like pop songs. So, yeah, interesting evolution there. The Rules out of Winnipeg from their brand new self-titled EP, Anxious Pills. Well, that was the name of the song. It's a self-titled EP, so... Everything's self-titled these days. Nobody's got any imagination. Hexa with a track called Hateful from their self-titled album. And Illinois, both those bands from Spain. Illinois started the set off with As You Want from their brand new album, 166. Yeah. All right. Well, we got time here for got about 22 minutes left in the hour. I'm going to play a band out of Malaysia that a friend of mine turned me on to. Yeah, they kind of play like dirty, sleazy retro rock, which, yeah, I just love that stuff. Yeah. And Nebula, we got a track from Nebula. They got an album. Well, it's demos and outtakes. It was just released. It sounds almost like it's in preparation of maybe something new coming out. I haven't heard anything from Nebula in years, so that's pretty exciting. And yeah, let's start things off here with the Jethros. This is going to be really weird to try to pronounce. It's in English, but it's Jesselton Stereoroid. Yeah, that's the name of the song from the Jethros on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
To a love mine, and people like Francophone songbird Ker de Pirat makes her long-awaited return to Winnipeg, bringing her energetic live show to the Burton Cummings Theatre on Monday, March 11th. 10 years ago, Beatrice Martin became known to the world as Ker de Pirat. Over the past decade, she has sold over 1.2 million albums, in addition to reaching 1.3 million fans on Facebook and 100,000 followers on Twitter and Instagram. On streaming platforms, 3 million fans listen to her albums on repeat. Tickets for this captivating performer are on sale now for $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Don't miss the phenomenal Cœur de Pirate on Monday, March 11th, brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Vipers from Toronto with their brand new single, Mr. Teeth. Nebula did not start that set off. Nebula was before that with a track called Stagnant Pool from Demos and Outtakes. I'd like to know where in their history that song would have been recorded. I guess I'll have to investigate that. And the Jethros from Malaysia started that set off with Jesselton Stereoroid. All right, so I'm going to end things off here with a couple of tracks I haven't heard in a long time, and just came across them recently, and I dig them still. So that's a good thing. the names of the tracks are incredibly long, and the names of the albums are incredibly short. So we'll hear the No Twist with The Incredible Change of Our Alien off of Nook, going back to 92, and Rye Coalition with a track called One Daughter Hotter Than 1,000 Sons from their album On Top. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I'm your host. I have been your host and will continue to be so for at least the next foreseeable future. All right, thanks for listening. This is the No Twist on Assorted Hour.